it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How satisfying and cool was it for you to score a touchdown here in this stadium against that team?
No, it felt good. I feel like that was something that was needed, not even just for my own self, but just feeling like I'm contributing to a team, getting to show my ability, show them why they picked me, and contributing to that great win.
I mean, you started off with that jet sweep. Yeah. Right around. Later in the game, it proved to be a nice little fake for a play. How important is it contribute in ways where when you're not getting the ball like that?
Yeah, I feel like whenever guys are going in motion like that, especially when I got it already, it kind of draws eyes to me. Especially when we do a lot of rotating. Whenever I come in the game and I'm doing that, it kind of throws people off.
What was it? Was it something to come back here and play? Did you feel it a little bit in sense of what did you feel coming into this?
I mean, I can't lie. Like, whenever you play an old team, I think that every player would want to do his best and step up that game, because at the end of the day, it didn't work out, so the fact that we won and the way we did by so much and with everybody contributing, it felt good to help out.
There's a mantra here, and it's everybody eats. Yeah. Doesn't mean everybody's going to get 10 footballs. Doesn't mean everybody's going to get one. Yeah. But you look down and here we go, right? Everybody was contributing. How cool is that to see?
It's definitely a blessing because we got a lot of guys that can go off at any time. You saw Cook and then you saw the other running backs and you see the other receivers doing their thing. And it's just like, who are you going to cover? Who are you going to track down? So it's a blessing to be a part of a team with so many guys.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.